my first question is, as the Pengerusi PKR Negeri Sarawak, what is your position regarding disassociate themselves from BN and form a local party which is friendly to the federal government? Would this somehow would negatively impact the due process of check and balance in parliament as well as in the Dewan Undangan Negeri Sarawak?
Well, the my first response is this. I think it's quite obvious that the news that we received today that PBB Sarawak had decided to distance themselves from BN National, and now where they said that are friendly to PH, is because of the tarnished image of Bersatu Nasional as we look at what's happening today and at the moment. And I think that's the main reason that they're trying to distance themselves. Now, whether that would mean destroying that check and balance in a democratic country, I'm of the opinion that this is a decision made by them. I think that question should be really be posed to PBB themselves. They chose to be friendly to PH. Then the question I would ask is, what do they mean by being friendly? Okay. Are they saying that being friendly mean they would be open to consultation, open to our policies, and they are agreeing to our manifesto, you know? Or are they saying, look, they are not going to oppose us whatever happens to all the action that that we would like to take in the future? Now, of course, it would be very bad if they choose not to oppose anything, either at the federal or the state level. And I think that would be not discharging their responsibility as a political party in a democratic country. So I would want to see that they would be supportive of what we are doing if it is benefiting the rakyat, and then make some criticism or constructive criticism to certain policies which they think are not beneficial, and then that would help PH government to reconsider and to relook at what is to be implemented and what have been proposed to be implemented.
YB, would Pakatan Harapan in Sarawak open to consider membership from PBB and other coalition from the ruling state government?
We have made a decision on that. I think I made PH Sarawak, myself and YB Chong had made our stand very clear on this, that we do not agree that as a political party or as a coalition business at the state level should decide to join PH. We would be objecting to that. But if there are individuals that would like to leave their party, the respective party, PBB, or any of the BN coalition partners in the state, then, of course, we need to consider that kind of application on a case-to-case basis. We are very aware that our members are very cautious, and well, there are certain personalities that are very obvious, tarnished, painted image, you know. Those are the things that we are very concerned with. But there are people that are very sincere who like to just join us because they believe in our struggles. And I think those are the people that we should be ready to accept and be inclusive. Yeah, but as individual who decides to resign from their party and then now believes in the struggle of PH, you know, as individual and apply to be
when
members of any of PH coalition partners, those are the ones that we can consider.
YB,
not as a particular entity.
YB, when you say individuals, are those you're referring to MPs and ADUNs, or you are actually being general?
Well, we generally we are talking about general individuals, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I think the issue on why these the state and the MPs, I think we our leadership had made that very clear the other day, that we should not simply take any one of those ex MPs from Britain National. That was decision made. But we had to look at this very seriously. We have to examine individuals that comes in, especially when you are having the stature as YBs and even as ministers or ex-ministers. So I think we have to be very careful.
And a bit more about this. Do you know any requests from existing Member of Parliament or ADUN from Barisan Nasional requesting to be a member of any Pakatan Harapan parties in Sarawak?
No. At the moment, I'm not aware of any application made. As far as PKR is concerned, we have not received any.